Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim daf Yud Gimel, and we are on the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis, and we're discussing the machlokas here between the discussion, let's say, of those that want to participate and give some what they want to participate in the. In the Machzis HaShekel, and I want to participate in the Karbonos Tzibor. So the Gemara just said that the person used somebody else's coins, and it depended if the Nitra Matruma or not. So we said, why doesn't it work that it's just if you give a carbon, you steal somebody's carbon and you give it stam, doesn't it work for the other person? So we said, no. Tiftar bin Mesuyim. We know exactly that it was some type of nikar, like we said before. Mishal Beisrei Gamliel, Shem Miskavim V'dochva L'Kupa, like Rabbi Gamliel's family used to give it right beforehand. So they made sure it was used, right? So therefore, so to hear, that's why it works for Shimon and not really for Reuven, and that's why he's going to violate Me'ilah. He's going to violate Me'ilah once it is used. So the Gemara says, one minute, is it for sure that he should violate Me'ilah? Maybe his coin will never be used. Right? Maybe it'll be left over. It won't be one of those coins that are used. And is there mi'ila when it comes to shirayim, the leftover coins that are going to be used for the bedek habayis items? What elikar b'meir? Do Meir Omer Molin b'shirayim? Must we say that this mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Meir that says there's mi'ila by what's left over that wasn't even used? So the Gemara says, no, what did we just say in the Mishnah? What was the Ukimta that we just said at the end of the last year? Odi bin Mesuyam Yishal Beis Rabbi Gamlio. Right, we're talking about a case where it was so nikar, like maybe this Shimon gave it right before the Truma was done, so you know it's going to be used. It's not going to be Shirayim. Shahayim Miskavin Vatar Malishmo. Right, so therefore, says the Karbana Eda here, as he explains, fourth line, Klomar Kfar Ukimna La Bim Mesuyam Ukabes Rabbi Gamliel. We already said that's the Ukimta of the Mishnah. V'yemkin Ikalamemar Sheyadua Shemishekel Zeh Kanu Behema. And therefore, says the Gemara, there is going to Vade Bimi'ila, it's not going to be in the Shirayim. There is a Shita, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tes. There's a Gemara Baba Basra there. That says there's me'ila by, let's say somebody is makdish a pit, and then they put water in the pit after the pit. Does the water, is the hektish kona kinyan chatzer, right? Or if I, or me'ila begidulin, I makdish a tree, and then things grow on the tree. So there is a line in the Gemara there that says that though it's hektish, maybe you don't violate me'ila if you benefit from it. So a little different pshatim in the Rishon and what exactly would be a reason. If it's hektish, why wouldn't you violate? Maybe there's an umdana that you had in mind when you're makdashit, it's not meant to include anything, you know, that goes in afterwards. So maybe then it's not hektish. But there is a line in the Ramban there, Pa'obasra daf ayin tes, where the Ramban says that it's me'ila, it's hektish, but because you weren't makdish it bepeh, so therefore there is no me'ila by it. There is no me'ila because it's a different type of hakdasha. A different type of hakdasha. That's the discussion there in the Rishonim there. That's the shita of the Ramban. So the Ramban says, I'll read from the Rebbe Elchanan and quotes the Ramban in Reish Sadi Ches. The Tam of Al Karchach Tzorach Lomar, right? Of course, he quotes the Gemara. The Ein Mol in B'masha B'socho. The Lo Amrina Sheyikna Chatzer Hektish. The Chatzer B'Shem Yadis Rabbis. He might say there's no Kinyan Chatzer by Hektish. The Ramban says no, there is a Kinyan Chatzer by Hektish, but you still don't violate Me'ila because the water, let's say that went in the pit, did not become Hektish through you. It was a Devar Me'ila. It was because you were Makdish the Chatzer, the pit, and the Ramban says Lo Niskadshu B'Kedushas Peh. There's a difference in terms of the hektish, whether you were makdish it or it memela became hektish. There's a difference in the status of the hektish. Lagabi l'may nafkamina meila. That's a nafkamina. So Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shirim there in Os Reish Sadi Tes in Bava Basra says, so Tosfos obviously doesn't hold of such a chiddush, right? Tosfos says no. It's just that there's no kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish. Which by the way, the Rama discusses this in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Right, if you have a jacket a coat that's left in shul for so long, right? So it becomes hefker. Does the shul kone it? Is there kinyan chatzer by a shul? Right? Or is that so it's the Rishonim quote this discussion of the Rishonim in Baal Basra Defiant Test. So says the Rebbe Chanan, L'chora nira, de machlokas tosas v'haramban tolui bazeh, what we discussed in the last year. Im chiyav me'ilo hu mishum gezel mamon gavoa, o mishum kedusha v'isser hana. Right? What's the root of me'ilah? If the root of me'ilah is gezel, then who cares how it became hektish? This belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, if you violated, if you stole it, then it doesn't matter how it became. Right? The inim mishum de gezel hu ain't sarach l'kdushas peh. Kivan de chatzar kone lehektish v'avi mamon gavoa roi limol bo. But if you say me'ilah has to do with some type of bizayon hektish or zilzol, so then maybe the way that it was hukdash, you know, it's a different type of hektish. If it's different, maybe it's only by a certain type that's bizayon. Inim b'tachiyav me'ilah eino b'shul gezel mamon. El me'bnei chilul la'kedusha, oz yish l'chali b'kedushas peh l'kedusha haba'a me'eleha. Then he wants to go to another machlokas tosas in the Ramban l'shitasam. Again, amazing discussion of Rebbe Chanan there. But that's a little bit about me'ilah, not about shirayim, what left over, but me'ilah b'gidulin, or what you filled it. It's important. What I mentioned yesterday also, that the Arsameach relating to this Ramban, I quoted the Arsameach, but I didn't quote what he said. But the Arsameach says in Hilchos Me'ilah, this might explain the halacha about a katan being makdish. There's no me'ilah by that hektish. But by a goy, there is. Why? Because, explains the Arsameach, by a katan's hektish, it's really, remember, a katan can't really be makdish. So it really becomes hektish memela. Because everybody else treats it as hektish, so it's like that Ramban. That's where there's no me'ila. Because it's like the kinyan chatzer. Says the Arsameach here, ubame koach hektish gara de'ein ma'alin, l'fiz asi shapir, tavi kamo dekanu hektish ayde chatzeram, v'asi memela lo ayde makdish ve'ein bazem, me'ila v'nachon, ubakache akum de ma'alin, hayne mishum tibi koach makdish ka'asu, v'lo b'ina dafki Yisrael, rakshi he bar hakna'a. He's a barak no, aval katan, kivan de bechol makom, ein kinyano kinyan, ve'ein bar onshin, havi hektesho, kamo dasu memela liat hektish, v'les be'i me'ila. So that's this Arsameach in Hilchos Me'ila. In Perek Hey Alachavav, and the Rabbi Chanan and the Arsameach and Babasra Aintes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line. Umanehne. What's manehne? This person gave the shekel, right? He basically took Ruvain's and gave it for himself. So he violates Me'ilah. For Me'ilah, you have to get some type of benefit. What type of benefit did he get? What benefit did he get? He did a mitzvah. Right? So mitzvos, lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvahs aren't defined by their hana'a, right? So what is the benefit here? What's the isser here? So as you would have thought, the Gemara is saying, okay, it's not the benefit. Amar Rav Avin b'shem Rabbanan de Taman. Rabbi Avin said in the name of the rabbis of Bavel, Mikivan shebezdin ru'uyin lamashkin v'lo mishkino k'mishinene. Since Bezdin, if you didn't give your shekel, they would go and take security. They would take something from your property, as we saw Mamashkanin before. So therefore, you saved Bezdin not being Mamashkan you. And therefore, that's the benefit. It could be this Havamina Maskana. Maybe just what we were just talking about, Me'ila. Right? Where's the Hana? And the answer is financial. Right? Maybe the Havamina is that if we're talking about some type of Bizoyon or other type of Hana'a Mehekdish, not focused on Gezel, but the other side. So then you could say, well, you just did a mitzvah with this. What's the hana? And the answer is, no. There's Gezel. It's not Gezel. And that's why he saves himself having a mashkon taken from Beis Din. This could be, again, the Havamina and the Maskana. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful diuk, right? Based on a Rashi and a Mishnah. There's a Rashi. If you ever learn the sugya, mitzvahs lalo henosin knew, the first source quoted is Rashi. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah daf chavches. Where Rashi says, what does it mean, mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu? Right, what does that mean? It means mitzvahs aren't given for their benefit, but rather, la'ol al tzavarenu nitnu. Right, la'ol al tzavarenu. Let me just get the lashon of Rashi here. Right, Rashi says, mitzvahs lo linhos nitnu, li Yisrael liyus kiyumam lahem hana, elo la'ol al tzavarenu nitnu. They're a yoke on our necks. Mitzvahs aren't hana. They're a yoke on our necks. They're a burden. So Soloveitchik noted, Isn't it interesting that the Mishnah in Bracha says, Ha'oset tfilaso keva, ain't tfilaso tachnunim. Right? You can't make your tefillah keva. You can't make it set. And what does the Gemara say? What does it mean, keva? Amar of Oshia, kol she tfilaso alav kamasui. If your tefillah is like a burden on you, if it's a burden on you, Rashi, there in Brachas, Chavtes, Hayinu Lashon Keva, V'chok Kavua Alay L'Ispalel, V'tzorach Ani L'Atzeis Yidei Chovasi. If it's a chok on me that I have to daven to fulfill my chiyuv. So one second, I thought that's what mitzvahs are. Right, Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes, mitzvahs are defined as the Ol Tzavarim Nitnu. And Rashi here, explaining the Gemara, Brachas, Chavtes, right, Tefillah, Al Tatsik Tzvaso Keva. Don't make it a Ol Tzavarim. So Soloveitchik said, what's the answer? Tefillah versus all other mitzvahs. Tefillah cannot be looked at as the olzal sabarehim. I have to dive and I need to get it over with, fulfill this chiyuv. No, tefillah has to be bakashas rachamim. Tefillah is an exception. Tefillah is not mitzvahs al henos in that Rashi, but it's not a chok al sabarenu, and al tasa tefos al keva. And he's medayig beautifully in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says in the second parak, or Shimon Omer, havi zohir b'kriya shma b'tefillah. Be careful in Kriya Shema and Tefillah. U'kashata mispalel altas tefillas kakeva. Be careful about Kriya Shema and Tefillah, and when you daven, don't make it keva. If you read it closely, and Kriya Shema, what about Kriya Shema? That you can't make keva. It's a special din in Tefillah. Right? Be zoyer in Kriya Shema and Tefillah, and don't make Tefillah keva. Mash, but Kriya Shema is okay to make keva. Yeah, because Tefillah is different. That's Bakasha's Rachamim. Right, that's Rachamim v'Zachnunim Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. As Rav Soloveitchik writes, if you want to look in the brachas over there, Daf Chavtes, in the Rishima Shiurim, V'nira Lahosef, the tefillah shayni mishar mitzvahs, the bishar mitzvahs, chalo shei maisa mitzvah, chal machmas achiyuv, shemutal ala gavra, l'kayim esa mitzvah. Masheike, l'gabi tefillah, the tefillah ma'ave maisa mitzvah mitzad etzem achefzah shal tefillah, ve'ino toli b'chiyuv agavra. And he says it even more, he says it a little more conceptually than I said it. But it's different, it's a different type of achiyuv. There's a lot more about Mitzvot Lavan Henos didn't know, but we'll continue. Ubi Meiser Sheni V'chulu. So remember what the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf? If I give my Machzor Shekel from Meiser Sheni money or Shemitah money, it's no good. It's no good. Why not? Why? The Gemara is going to prove because once something is Kadosh, you can't make it Kadosh again to something else. Based on the Pasuk by Bechor. Ksiv, it says by Bechor, Ach Bechor, Asher Yevukar, Lashem Behema. If you have a firstborn, a Bechor, which is an automatic Kedusha, right? Bechor Behema Tahor is automatically Kadosh. Kadosh me Rechem. Well, Yaktash is also, you can't be Maktashit for something else. If I have a Bechor, I can't be Maktashit for a different type of carbon. Kol Shiu Kodesh in Kedusha Chal Alav. If something is Kodesh, Kedusha, other Kedusha is not Chal on it. Even though this is true, remember the Gemara in Nedarim says, I think Shmuel, Afal Pisha Kadosh Meirechem Mitzvah Lahakdisho. Even though it is Kadosh Meirechem, you can't be Makdashit for anything else. But you should be Makdashit for itself. Because Shmuel is telling us that even if there's automatic Kedusha, there's an added element of Kedusha if I am Makdashit. Mitzvah Lahakdisho. And Rav Soloveitchik used that as the mashal for Kiddush. Right? Even though Shabbos is Kviyah V'kaima, right? Mitzvah Lahakdisho. There's a mitzvah to add on my own personal element to that Kedusha. Ketzadu says, so what do you do in this case? I gave the Beis HaMikdash my Machzor HaShekel from Shemitah money or from Meiser Sheni money. So you gotta get it out of there. How do you get it out of there? Maybe sell a Shechulin, you take a different coin of Chulin, V'yomer, and you say to yourself, Mo'od Meiser Sheni v'chabakam Shein v'chulal, and I'll sell a zoo. Wherever the Meiser Sheni coin is, that Kedusha should be Chal on this coin that I have here in my hand. So then, once that happens, then the Meiser Sheni Kedusha is removed from the shekel you gave, and Memela, the Machzor Shekel status, could be Chal on it. The Osan Nitvas on Lashem Sheni. And what you're holding in your hand is Nitvas for Sheni, for Sheni. The Argir says Vahashar, but if you look in the Gra, Vaharishonim, right, the first ones that you gave, Nasin Shkalim. The first ones that you gave, that the Beis HaMikdash has now, that becomes Machzor Shekel. Okay, so interesting. It's like the status is tully va'omid, right? You don't have to be makdish it again, right? I was makdish this meiser sheni as machzor hashekel for hektish, and it's kilo. You can't do that. Lo yivukar is just so. So you would think, okay, it's meaningless. So then what? So then no. It sounds like from this gemara that it's in limbo. It's there, but it's not chal on it. So memelo, once I remove the impediment, which is the other kedusha. So then this is chal. I don't have to be makdish it again. I don't have to restate. And that's that shekel that the Beis HaMikdash has. No, it's there. And when there's room to be chal, it'll be a chal. Some Rishonim have that this concept by ein iser chal al iser. Sometimes you have ein iser chal al iser. You can't have one thing that becomes aser. If it's already nesar, what if the first iser is removed somehow? If the first iser is removed, so then memela, the second iser might be able to be chal in it then. Right? Or do you say no? Once it's not chal at the time of the chalos ha'iser, it's never chal. Yeah. So you have this concept sometimes by isurim. Okay. Let's continue. Again, there's a lot. Should we go into the kiddush? Okay. We'll wait for that. We'll see if there's time. We'll talk about kiddush a little more. Let's go next mishnah. Hamachanis ma'oz va'amar. Somebody is not sure. They're not so affluent. They don't have so much money. I want to make sure that I have Machzor Shekel by Rosh Chodesh Adar. So months before, every time I get a few pennies, every time I get a few agurot, I throw them into in a cup and I say, this is for my Shekel. This is for my Shekel. And I keep going because I want to make sure. By the time Rosh Chodesh Adar comes, I go into the cup and I take it out and I see it's more than a Machzor Shekel. So now what? I designated more than a Machzor Shekel. You're not allowed to do that. Ha'asher lo yarbeh, vada lo yamit. So what happens if that happens? So Amachanis mo'os v'amah harei elu l'shikli. This is for my shekel, and I have too much. Beishamai omrim mosara nedava. Beishamai says the leftovers, the extra, it's also hektish. I know you didn't mean it. Doesn't matter. It's also hektish. But Karban Eda says this is beishamai l'shitaso in Meseches Nazir. Hektish b'taus shma hektish. Hektish even mistaken. Regular kinyanim, no. That's called a mekach taos. Right? If you have a mistaken kinyan, it doesn't work. Beishamai says it's an exception to the rule. Hektish. Hektish taos is hektish. Right? And therefore, mosara nedava. And therefore, even though this is extra, it was a mistake, too much, doesn't matter. And what's one of the rayas that fits in, or you have to work it out, Beishamai, is, remember the story of Yiftach. The tragic story of Yiftach. Right? Where he designated the first thing that comes out of my house is going to be a karban, and his daughter came out. And it's a mystery. It's a mystery. The last Ramban in Vayikra has a long piece, Machlokas, with the Ibn Ezra, who he argues, I remember in the Hakdamah to the Ramban, he says, Rashi, lo mishpata b'chora. Rashi's the b'chor. Ibn Ezra, ahava mesuteres v'tochachas megula. I think it's the opposite. Tochachas megula v'ahava mesuteres. I'm going to scream a lot at him, but I love him inside. You should just know that. So here's one of the times that he screams at the Ibn Ezra. The last piece in the Ramban, whether Yiftach actually killed his daughter, or I think the Ramban says he actually killed him, or she just went off into the forest and he went to visit her, you know, every once in a while. Machlokas, whether it actually happened. When we read that Haftorah, we leave out the last couple of psukim, because we don't want to, you know, talk about that. But it's, what are you talking about? That's Hektish Betos. Hektish Betos, Beishamai. I'm not saying that's exactly, but right, we know they should have been, he could have been Shoal on his nether. Okay. So Beishamai Omer Musar Nedava. So Beishamai says the extra is still belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Ubeisilol Omrim Musar Nchulin. Beisilol said, no, the extra is Chulin. No, it's a mistake. You only wanted to do up until Machzor HaShekel, and therefore, any extra is Chulin. But if you said, Sha'avi Mehen Shikli, you didn't say every time you put it into the cup, this is for my Shekel. You said, I'm putting this into the cup, and from this, I'm going to take Machzor HaShekel. So obviously from this, Shavi Mehen Shikli, Shavin Shamosar Chulin. So then even Beishamai agrees. The extra is not going to be Chulin because you said Meh. First case. Next, Elu Lechatasi. I designate money and I say this is going to me for my carbon chatas. I gather money and Shavin, and then I see after I bought the carbon chatas, you know, I got a good deal. There's extra money. What happens to that extra money? Shavin Shamosar Nadava. There Beis Hillel agrees. But that's not a mistake. Right there, there's no specific amount, as we'll see, for a chatas. So anything extra is already designated for a chatas, so therefore the moser has to be hektish, is nedava. Sh'avi mehen chatasi, but if it's, I bring from them, avi mehen chatasi, so shamash moser chulin, then even Beishamai agrees. Right, moser is chulin because it's mehen chatasi. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma'am bein shkolom lechatas, what's the difference? What's the punch-up shot of the Mishnah? Why by shekel do I say that if I say this is my shekel, is my chokas? But if I say this is my chatas, then it's for sure nedava. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Elah shalashkalim yeshlam kitzva. Right, shekel has a specific amount. So if I designated more than that, then obviously that's a mistake, and that's, never wanted that to be hektish. Well, achatas ain't la kitzva. Achatas could be as big an animal, you know, as long as it's female, as big an animal as you want. So, ain't la kitzva, that's why it's all included. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, really? Yehuda says there's a fixed amount by shkalim? Af la shkalim ain't la kitzva. I don't like that chilek, says Rabbi Shimon, right? Even for shkalim, there is no kitzvah. There's no specific amount. What do you mean no specific amount? As we're about to see, there could be a sliding scale as long as everybody brings an equal amount. Right? The Torah says machzis ha-shekel, but really you could use machzis of whatever the currency is. Right? We have a minog of giving on Erev Purim, on Tainus Esther, to give three of the machzis of whatever currency wherever we live. That's going back to the machzis ha-zecher, the machzis ha-shekel. But that's the halacha. A half, and that's what we already saw, but now we see it even more. When Bnei Yisrael first came back from Bavel, the currency was much stronger and a much stronger coin. Darkonos, we saw before, according to the Rambam, a darkon is four times the amount needed, right? It's two slime, which is four shkalim, right? So I think, right, you have to do the math. Hayishoklin darkonos, chazru lishkol slime, and then they went down. And it was a slime, a cell is two shekel, so they gave one shekel. They went down, chazru lishkal tivim, and then they were shokel tivim, right? Which is, you know, machzis ha-shekel, right? And that's what was done, that was in the days of the Torah, going back. Big shulishkal dinarim, they even wanted to go further, but they didn't let them. Because even though you could have fluctuates, but it can't be less than the value than it was bisman ha-migdash. It can't be less than that weight of the silver. So they tried to even go that further. But you see from there, says Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not fixed. So what do you mean the difference between chatas and shekel is one is six, one is not fixed? Even shekel is not fixed. Says Rabbi Shimon, come on. You know what I meant. Amar Rabbi Shimon, af al pi kein yad kulam shaveh. No, by a shekel, they're all equal though. And whatever the half was of the currency at that time, anything beyond that is mosif. Aval chatas, zeh mevi b'selav, zeh mevi b'shayim, zeh mevi b'shalosh. But a chatas is totally arbitrary. And therefore, one does not need. When they came back, remember the pasuk, right? When they came back for Bayesheni, when it says here, right? Shekshaol Yisrael Menagola, right? That's a tragic pasuk, right? In Ezra. In Ezra, in Perek Beis, pasuk Samach Dalet. It's a big Perek. Beis Samach Dalet says the pasuk, Kol HaKahal Ke'echad. The whole Kahal that came back, Bayesheni, Arba Rebo Alpayim. What's Arba Rebo? Rebo is 10,000. So Arba Rebo is 40,000. Alpayim, 2,000. 42,000 Shlosh Meos Vashishim. 42,360 Jews. That's how many Jews came back from the millions that were probably in Bavel at the time. Only 42,360 Jews came back. That's why the Gemara says in Yuma, that's why Bayesheni didn't last. I bet you it didn't last because most of the Jews weren't interested in having a Bayesheni, right? Such a difficult pasuk to understand and to realize. But that's the pasuk in Ezra. Okay, there's a Rambam. There's a Rambam on this, Mishnah, Rambam Ravid. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim in Perek Hei Alach HaZayin. Halokeach Mos Biyado, Oshahaya Malakid Va'amar. I grab a bunch of money in my hand, or I'm gathering the money, Omar, and I say, Elu avi mehem chatasi. From this money, I'm going to give my chatas. So Rambam says, the Moser is chulin, because he says, like our Mishnah says, from this money, I'm going to give the chatas, so the extra is chulin, like you would think. V'chein yireli, which now we know whenever yireli, our ears open up wide, because we know this, the Rambam, not based on a source, but based on his own conviction. V'chein yireli shahadavar kal v'chomer b'shar ha-karbanos shamos erchulin. And if by chatos you say that the extra is not going to be kadosh, a chatos is a very serious karban. A chatos is chomer, it's baal chait. If by chatos the extra leftover money is not going to be kadosh, surely by other karbanos the extra is going to be chulin. That's the Rambam. The Ravid jumps in and says, I'll agree to the Rambam by karbanos chova. But I argue with the Rambam by Karbanus Nedava.
A carbon chova, you can say, has a specific amount. Amar Avram, ani, so this is a partial argument. Ani ainli ela carbon chova. Av a carbon nedava, the next Mishnah, Rishaninu, Moser ola la'ola, Moser shlamim l'shlamim. We're going to have it in the next Mishnah, right? The Moser of any carbon goes to that carbon. So by nedava, not true, Rambam. Not true. The Mishnah says it. We're going to get to the Mishnah, right? The next Mishnah that we'll have on the bottom of the Yudalam Beis, the bottom of tomorrow's daf. Moser shkalim, Moser, everything goes to that. Goes to that. It's hektish. So says the Kesef Mishnah. So what does the Rambam do with that? Right? It sounds like but the Rambam is giving a complete case, every case. So he says, Va'ani ba'anyi, says the Kesef Mishnah, Nira. Li, sheyesh lomar, sha'afilu ba'ola v'shlamim. Even by an ola and a shlamim, even by an adava, the Rambam says what he says, that the extra is going to be chulin. Why? Because what the Rambam say, kol sha'amar sha'avi mehem, if you say the word mehem, that's mashma, you don't have all of it in mind. That's the key. Leftovers is fine. If you want to bring money, this money I'm going to use for an ola, and then this leftover. So that's moser ola la ola. But here the Rambam says, I'm going to use some of this money. Some of this money, then the extra is always chulin. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Yesh lomar shafila bolav shlamim kol sha'amar sha'avi mehem mashma shalois nadev kalos anadamim the lashon sha'avi mehem more shalo hikdash mehem ela kidei olav shlamim bilvad umashe sheninu moser ola la'ola moser shlamim eino ela ba'omer harei elu la'ola ola shlamim. But if you say mehem, then that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. That's an important Kesef Mishnah to defend the Rambam from the attack of the Rive. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Hamachani smos v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, if I'm right throwing in coins into the cup the whole year, so then if I end up having more, so then that's going to be a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Elazar ma pligin b'machani's protrot. The whole machlokas is only when you gather it by piecemeal, little by little, little by little. It is gathered. Aval be'omer. But if I pick up with my hands, one grasp, elu l'shikli, I don't do it one by one, but I say, these are for my shekel, kol am amodesh amoser nedava. Everybody agrees there that the moser is nedava. Because if I pick it up, so the Beis Hillel agrees, why? Says the Tikkun Chadatin on the left side, mode Beis Hillel, the moser nedava, middle of the second column, she'ein kantos. There's no mistake here. If you do it little by little, and every day you throw in a coin, then you have no idea what's in the cup. You assume you didn't reach the level yet. So that's a mistake. That's toas. But here, you took it in your hand. You know exactly what's in your hand, no? You picked it up in your hand and you said, this is for my shekel. So Mistami, you're giving all of that to the Beis HaMikdash. Da in kan toas, da hayada kamahein. You know how much it is. Imkein niskavin lekulon shilish kolam. You want it to all be shekel. The problem is that you're not allowed to be. Ela she'ein rashoy laharbos. L'machza shekel, l'kacha moser nedava. That's why the moser is nedava. So that's the first version of Rebbe Elazar. Rav Yosef b'shem Rebbe Elazar says, the machlokas b'shem 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 is only if you did a piecemeal, little by little, but if you did it in one, you picked up the whole thing at once, so then we will say, everybody agrees that the extra is nedava. And then we have the exact opposite shita. Rav Chizki, Rabbi Bibi b'shem Rebbe Elazar, they're both in the name of Rebbe Elazar, ma pligin v'hachayis protrot. When do you say it's a machlokas? When they did it little by little? Avo ba'omer elu l'shikli, Kalama mode, shamosar, chulin. Right. When it's little by little, that's machlokas. But if you picked it up at once, then everybody agrees that it's chulin. Why? What do you mean it's chulin? Why is it chulin? You picked it all up. So look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We do less Rav Chaim Kanievsky on this Pesachta because we have the Tikkun Chadatin. But here we do one now. Why is it? Because he says, Svirla Beis Shammai, Mosar Nedava. The whole reason that Beis Shammai says it is because of Hektish Betaus. But here, he thinks, right? Just have, he thinks he has shekel in his hand. He says, this is for my shekel. That's, he's planning to give a shekel. He says, svirale b'mechanes protrot hu de svirale lo b'shamay mozar nedava. When b'shamay says mozar nedava is when you do it little by little. B'shun de svirale hektish b'toas hektish. The hacha b'toas hu shesover shalis kabis ela ad kedei shekel. Here, it's just the mitzius. He doesn't know what's in his hand. He thinks a shekel in his hand. That's a different type of toas. This is like the yiftach toas, so it might not fit into exactly Beis Shammai. But this is two opposite shitas of the B'shem Rebbe Elazar. Do we say that if he picked it up and says, this is for my shekel, it's for sure the extra is nedava, or for sure the extra is not Nadava, the extra is Chulin. So Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Chizkia, Rebbe Chizkia is going to say, Masnisa Messiah L'Rebbe Bibi. Our Mishnah is going to be a right to Rabibi. Rabibi is the second version. Right? Today is the name of Rebbe Lazar. Rabibi is going to be the second version of Rebbe Lazar that everybody agrees that if you picked it up all at once, then it's going to be Chulin. You know what? I guess we'll have to stop here because it goes on to the next Amud, and we'll pick up next time with Shkalim Daf Yudalet.